a bit of Madonna coming to us straight from 1986, will you believe? That's Papa Don't Preach on Today FM. Now, as it is every Tuesday, we're going to help somebody out. It's time for a bit of this.
When will you say yes to me? Tell me.
Quandary. I never get sick of the world's most stupid sting. Well, if you're caught in an awkward situation with somebody or you have an issue at home or in work, I ask you to get in touch on a Tuesday and let me know. I'm not the best agony owl in the world, but I do listen. And as I reiterate every week, the problems are real. People just tell things to the radio because they listen to it and they feel comfortable with it. And you just find out things they wouldn't tell you otherwise. So today's issue comes in from Joey. Joey says, help a brother out. There's a new guy in the office here, and not only does he have bad BO, body odour, he wears the most noxious body spray. He takes out the spray in the office and gives himself a once over a few times every day. It stings the eyes and burns the nostrils. I have to leave the room to catch my breath. What's my move? Says Joey. Well, now, Joey, it's an awkward one because you're going to have to work with this guy, and one assumes that if he has bad body odor that he doesn't know. I don't think he's malicious or deliberately trying to stink up the office or bother people. Perhaps he runs in from work in the morning, or I don't know, maybe the shower's broken at home, I don't know. I mean, it's certainly hard to take him aside and do like an intervention or tell him straight out. I think you'll just come across as rude, and I think maybe an anonymous note. Is that the wrong way to go about it? Anonymous note on the desk, or perhaps, God, what else could you do? No, maybe you could invest in a nose clamp. Have you ever heard of a nose clamp or a couple of pegs? Or maybe you need to get in touch with HR and just go, can somebody leave an anonymous note on this guy's desk on my behalf? I don't know. Let me know what you think Joey should do. Should he go straight out and just tell the man that he really is inappropriately stinky for the office? Or is it something best left unsaid? Is it Joey's problem? Let us know on 53102 or email al@todayfm.com.
And there's a thousand things I've wanted to say.
So much younger yesterday.
Hayley Steinfeld and Starving on Today FM. People are responding to the body odour issue that has come in for Agony Al today. Al, tell him that spraying aerosols indoors are against HR policy. Didn't think of that one. That's a nice way of skirting around it, using the regulations. They can have detrimental effects on those with asthma or breathing difficulties. Otherwise, wait it out till Christmas, get him an office Chris Kindle and buy him nice deodorant wash set. That's from Martin and Clondalkin. Steve says, Al, write a note saying there's a bang off, you have a shower. Simple. And Cormac and Cork says, just be straight with the guy. He might even appreciate it in the long run. You never know he could be long-term friends with him afterwards. That'd be a weird way to start a friendship, wouldn't it? I think he just needs to buy him a bottle of this.
By Odeon.
Hold on, where is it? Hold on, goodness gracious. I'm worse than Ray Darcy for clicking the wrong buttons. Here we go, a bottle of this.
It's called Sex Panther by Odeon. It's illegal in 9 countries. Yep, it's made with bits of real panther. So you know it's good.
It's quite pungent.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a formidable scent. Stings the nostrils. In a good way.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
News and sport on the way.
Al Porter with Iceland. For all your shopping needs, trust Iceland.